Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the longest running contestant on this show, Mr. Richard Avery.
Hello.
Yo, Dick.
I'm the winner.
You are the winner.
Nobody ever dethrones me.
No one. Every week you are back.
And the game show is called JulieLand.
We have little
dice. It's where people throw rocks at you and insult you and then treat you like shit. And if you can stay alive, you win.
Well, I was going to say, are there little pieces on this? Do we have little JulieLand girls?
No. There's just, what do you call it? We have options. Do you have the curtain number one or box number two? I don't know.
Well, the reason why we're talking about games, we went on games, but we're going to talk about game shows today. And today, my guest is Nikki Next. Nikki Next, come on down.
I got to jump up and put my hands up and the whole audience has to go loud.
Woo!
Yeah!
Okay, that was fun. I've been, you know, deal or no deal. I was actually playing that over at a video game place not too long ago.
That game is fun.
It was fun.
All right, what's the...
We're talking about game shows. So what is your favorite game show, Nikki?
My favorite of all time is Match Game, Gene Rayburn.
Match Game. Okay, you're not even old enough. I'm not even old enough.
Well, I know. But reruns do exist, and they're awesome. I love that show.
So Game Show Network is what you're talking about?
Game Show Network.
Who's your favorite, like, celebrity on there?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charles Nelson. Everybody loved Charles Nelson.
You didn't like Brett Summers?
Because she was on there. Well, I like Brett Summers. I like Charles and Brett and how much they fought because I love when guy and a girl fight. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Wait, was Betty White on that? Was she one of those?
She was on it. Yeah. She was always like second tier on the end, on the right side.
What was funny?
And Richard Dawson too.
Oh, yes. Where he'd come up and kiss everybody. Wrong show, but we'll go with the same thing. But you know what I loved about those shows, especially with like Hollywood Squares, things like that, where there was the celebrities, is it was a lot of it was like just this big inside joke. You know, it's like they're coming out. Yeah. You know, they've had a few drinks before this shit. You know, they're just having a good time. They don't care. They're taking whatever little bit of money they make off it. It's a publicity stunt.
What's your favorite show?
You know, I'd like to say Price is Right, but I think that's a little too much. I liked Press Your Luck a lot when I was a kid, but probably I have to say Jeopardy. It's probably the one I enjoy watching.
Price is Right is my number two.
I like the $10,000 Pyramid or whatever.
Oh, that was good.
With Dick Clark. And I liked the Burt Convy show. What was that? Tattletales or something?
Yeah, Tattletales.
I liked that a lot. When I was really little, we used to love watching Let's Make a Deal.
What about Who's Line? What's My Line?
That's a really old one.
I liked Let's Make a Deal, though, back in the day when there was Carol Merrill, and she would always, like, put her hands out to the car kind of a thing, you know?
Well, then if we're going to
curtain number one or curtain number two, and we're like, no, big, and then you get the dud gift and whatever you pick. All that stuff.
If we're going with women presenting things, I mean, we have to talk about Vanna White and the...
Overrated.
Well, now all she has to do... I mean, she's got to be 70 years old at this point.
How old is she?
I don't know, actually. I mean, she goes through and now she, all she has to do is touch the little lights before she actually had to turn them.
She's got to be in her 60s.
Let's find out.
She's like the ultimate woman game show host.
Hostess. First of all, you're
wrong. I can't say host.
I think the first one was, honestly, before her, there was Carol Merrill.
Okay.
Carol Merrill was like...
I don't remember
her. Okay, so that was the original Let's Make a Deal, and she was probably the first, like, where you knew who that... You know, because before that, it was always just some girl was waving her arms, right? But Carol Merrill was the first one to, like... She was the pioneer.
Okay.
Where she got mentioned.
Vanna White's number two.
Yeah.
But she's my number one.
Okay, so how old do we think Vanna is?
I'm saying over 60.
I'll do 61. I'll do this Price is Right style. 61.
You've all overbid.
Really?
58 years old. Vanna White. 58 years old. Damn. Now, I remember, I don't watch much. Pat Sajak, as I've gotten older, it just annoys me more and more and more.
Yes.
But he's
still on, too.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
He's got to be 60.
Oh, he's got to be. Oh, well, guess what we have here? We have not a proud sponsor, but somebody who is here with us every week is Internet Movie Database for all your movie searching needs.
Yes.
Yep. We're high tech here at JulieLand Radio.
Didn't Pat Sajak have a talk show before Wheel of Fortune,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, okay. He's had a few things, yeah. But what I liked about Wheel of Fortune is back when they were giving away where it was like the good prizes and stuff, where it was like this giant turntable where the thing would spin and you would bid and go. But there was always the Dalmatian. And I remember as a kid that I wanted to buy that Dalmatian because it was like a sign of wealth that if you bought that Dalmatian for $750 or whatever it was, you were rich. Mr. Avery in the back.
He's raising his hand.
I know, because I forgot my favorite show, actually. The Dating Game.
Oh, yeah. And the Newlywed Game.
No, the Dating... Okay. Newlywed Game was good, but the Newlywed Dating Game... Newlywed Game was funny. Whenever the girl would come out or the guy would come out and they asked those dumb questions, Bachelor number one, if you were da-da-da-da-da, and if you were on our date and we went, would we make whoopee?
And then the girl would giggle.
And, and the, but, like, I always felt like the Dating Game was really great. Like, all sorts of celebrities weren't even...
I wasn't
did
so much
of
the Dating Game. I was going to go back with, like, the Newlywed Game.
The Newlywed Game was... Who was the host? I think it had more hilarious moments.
I know.
I can't even remember who
of
was the
Newlywed
host.
Game?
Yeah. Bob Eubanks.
Bob Eubanks.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say Dick Clark.
Was that the one that had the famous thing about where's the strangest place you've ever made whoopee? And she goes, in the butt.
In the butt.
Yeah.
In the butt, Bob.
That's the most classic one.
And that, but the best question I, that question, the best question ever was, and the best question ever was, though, and he always did to the women, was like, in your neighborhood, which direction does the sun set in? And they'd be like, and you could see them visualize, okay, my window.
And they're thinking,
north.
Like, super hard.
And
like,
then all of a sudden they're just like,
it.
North. And you're like, oh. There's always one woman that gets it wrong every time.
Before we go to how old Pat Sajak is, I just he has done 6,061 episodes of Wheel of Fortune.
Whoa.
Vanna White's only done 6,046. I'm assuming those could be maternity days. That could be she had the flu.
Did
that
she
day.
She started at the beginning with him?
I'm guessing it's above 1983. But I want to know what happened for those like 20 days there. What was she doing that was so fucking
she was
important?
She was taking care of her kids, Mo.
Fuck that.
It's
Pat
important.
Sajak was born in 1946.
So how old does that make him?
I guess 60.
Really?
Eight.
Yeah.
I thought he was younger than that.
What was
his hair is younger
what
than
show
that.
What show do you remember watching a lot of when you were a kid?
I mean, I definitely, it was the reruns. It was the syndicated stuff of things like Press Your Luck. I remember watching that. No whammy, stop.
Yeah.
The reruns are cool because you could look back and look at all the prizes and the prices were different.
Exactly.
And everything is like super retro.
But yeah, the Pyramid, that one I saw a lot. But I mean, Price is Right was always the every...
I like in the Price is Right.
Had,
10 o'clock.
How they had
10
put their hands in the loops on the chair. Because they couldn't use their hands and they put their hands in the loops and they'd be like, what is? And they'd have to get the guess, you know, the what is it, like the topics before they had to name the topics, whatever, the clues. I love those shows. Like, we grew up on game shows. That's all we watched, especially in back in the day, there were a lot of them on TV, though, too. Like,
they had a resurgence in the early 2000s, and I think part of that was because the same thing with reality shows was the that writer strike that happened, where all of a sudden, we have nothing, and then you had all of a sudden Survivor and all these shows. Now we don't need unions.
True.
We don't need your writers. Right. And all of a sudden, you had... you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and all these things that suddenly really started going. And
they brought back 21, right? So for a little bit.
I don't even remember.
And then
they did do that.
Now
I remember
Fox
that.
Has two game shows, Boom and...
I haven't seen the new ones.
There's another. There's two new ones on Fox.
Are they based off like the Japanese stuff? Because I know there's
been a lot
of that. That
Boom is based off of an Israeli show.
I like the Japanese ones where they tie...
It's called Boom, and it's based off an Israeli show.
And it's about a bomb that blows up.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
It just started now?
It's been out for a few weeks.
Okay, I'm a little shocked because
trust me.
I started off with Japanese and Boom, and you went to Israel. So we're...
I'm not lying. I'm not making this up.
Oh, that's...
But the Japanese ones are the best. When they tie the strings to their nose and their mouth, and then they pull it, and they see how long they can stand it, and they go, oh, I can't do it, and their face is all stretched out.
When I was in Tokyo, I watched some of the Japanese game shows, anything looks like a game show, so who even knows? A regular serious news looks like a fucking circus. But
CNN looks like
a... But it was hilarious to watch this stuff late night, laying there, going, I have no idea what these people are saying. And I'm mildly drunk. This is fucking amazing. I'm in a hotel room that is about twice the size of me, you know, and going, this is amazing. I love it.
They've taken game shows to a whole new level that where like they want to hurt people. Like they're all into like hurting people. Like you remember like the shows, like the obstacle course type of stuff that they do. And they just want to like where all our shows have come from stolen from theirs, but they have these shows where like people have to do the off, where people just get hurt and they want to see people.
What
get
was
hurt.
That show? What was what's
what
the,
about
the big one that they have? Where
American
it's the obstacle,
Gladiator.
Well, we have that here, but no, that obstacle course game that was just in the past few years.
Ninja Warrior.
The no, the one before that. It's like it's called like Splash or
no. Oh God, I can't think of the name of it.
I can't.
Is it with the big ball in the
water?
Yeah, and
all
bounce?
Sorts of different things. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I was on a set where we were shooting porn, and down the road there was the set for that game. Like they had all the big obstacle things, but they weren't filming at the time, so it was all. It was kind of like when you pass like a carnival where they haven't set up the rides yet, and we were like, we could go over there. We could do something. We could have some fun.
Out.
We just want pictures on this stupid shit.
Oh, you should have tried out for it.
I don't think it's a good idea for me to try out for those type of things.
Belly flop.
Exactly. What game shows do you watch now?
I don't.
The only really... one I really watch is
Jeopardy. You watch Jeopardy? I watch Jeopardy some.
I've never been a fan of
it's
Jeopardy.
Still good though. My grandpa religiously did since I was little every night, and when it's not on, like when there's like tennis or something, he gets in a fit and he starts yelling, "I want to watch my show! My
oh my god!
Show.
I want my stories!
I want my Jeopardy!"
And then my grandma and I sit in the kitchen and watch Wheel of Fortune. We did that ever since I was 5 years old.
Oh
so
god.
I have that's my favorite show. That's one of them.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't really seen much lately. But I mean, I enjoyed Millionaire when it was on. I enjoyed the Weakest Link. I liked that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Deal
one.
Or No Deal was kind of.
I like the host of The Weakest Link. That
you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
That really mad, angry lady.
Like she was total like a dominatrix.
I don't remember that show at all.
Yeah, she would like yell at the contestants. She's like, "You're
you
stupid.
Are wrong.
You get out."
I mean, oh my God.
It was basically one step away from Gordon Ramsay holding it.
She was the
show.
Greatest.
Now that is one thing that we have maybe moved on from is not necessarily so much of it being about game shows, but the whole.
Contest.
Reality contest. And contest being put together with the cooking shows.
Well, that's just a variation of the old fashioned, you know, variety contest show. You
sure.
know, like that's all they are.
Like Star Search.
Yeah, like all that stuff.
Oh, Star Search. Remember Star Search?
Yeah, they.
I never really watched Star Search.
But like the traditional game show
yeah.
of like Match Game and things like that, to me is a game show.
Those are fun because you can play along with it, like it's trivia.
Yeah.
Like they ask a question, okay, let's play along, let's guess the answer.
Family Feud is the one that I was loved when I was younger. Was
oh,
that? But I was loved where it showed like the background where it was right behind where the contestants would play is the Smith family, and it would raise up and you'd see them all standing there like it was a portrait.
That's right.
The Smith family, yeah, they'd all come down. But it was like.
I always loved ones too that when he would just like the answers they would give would be just like yeah.
My,
the one
shit.
the final one the top answer was what month of the year does a woman look most pregnant and she goes September and then Richard had to stop the show because he couldn't stop laughing.
he did the best stuff because he went through and kissed them, but there's I think. One guy committed suicide after doing the show.
The shorter guy.
Yeah, Juan Shooter. No. The guy who was
the host.
And then Louis
the comedian
Anderson,
guy.
Was it Louis Anderson that hosted it for a while?
He
did that. And then
he was
had,
all right.
Was it?
Steve Harvey hosted now.
Steve Harvey. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's gotten less and less where it's like, eh.
And the tan guy. I call him the tan guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
He hosted right before Steve Harvey.
Tan guy. Right
you can
before
look it
Steve
up.
Harvey.
I can't think of his name.
Let's
I give
see.
Nicknames to people
Let's
that I
go
can't
to the
think
feud.
Of.
Survey says.
Ding. X.
Survey
you get an X.
So, Mr. Avery.
The super tan guy.
Mm-hmm.
Married to Lisa Rinna. Harry
Hamlin?
No, not him.
Oh, George Hamilton?
No, not him.
Tom, Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump.
Yeah, no. Yes, Mo. Yes.
I can't think of his name.
Okay,
I'm
good
having
thing
a
we have
moment.
Our non-proud sponsor, IMTP.com.
What is, who is?
Let's see.
He has white hair and he's tan.
Oh, John O'Hurley.
Yes,
John
O'Hurley.
Yes, from Seinfeld. He was on Seinfeld and he's now
that guy.
He's been on
the
Devious Maids.
The guy that talked
Maids.
Really deep. And
yes.
Yeah.
He's been on Devious Maids. Oh, shit. Let's go through here. Joey Fatone was the announcer.
No.
He was?
I went from being on, which one, NSYNC? Is he NSYNC? To being the announcer on Family Feud.
Job's a job.
For 24 episodes.
A job is a job.
Oh, shit. Richard Karn, also from Home Improvement, was a host on the show.
Oh, that's right.
They had the
Richard Dawson was the best.
Yeah, he was the original. And he was like, but it was also that 70s vibe that it had to it. That was a lot of fun.
That's what, too, I like. That's one thing I do like watching the Game Show Network is because you do get to see the sense of style back in the day. And like you were saying about the prizes, it's funny. When I was a kid, you'd think these prizes were like amazing. But then now you look at them now, you're like, they're just giving them junk. Like a bedroom set that's like junk.
But at the time, it was really
cool. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, the other game show I forgot about that is amazing was we always loved as kids was Password. And the Password is.
Oh, yeah. They show it on midnight on GSN.
Do they really?
Yeah.
With Alan Ludden.
The complete original one.
I wonder if I actually have
Game Show Network. He was married to Betty White.
Betty White, yeah.
That was always a big deal.
I need to see if I... Because I was just reminiscing the other day about Nick at Night. Before TV Land, before all that bullshit. When I was young, Nick at Night...
was the original Nick at Night.
Yeah, it was like... It was the late 80s, early 90s, and it was Car 54, Where Are You? And Dobie Gillis and My Three Sons and all that kind of stuff. Now it's shows... I guess it's because I'm older and I forget these things. But now it's stuff that when I was in college and whatever is now on Nick at Night or TV Land. But that's what I liked about the original is because it was laughing. It was the original lesson.
But it was also all the TV shows from like the 60s. And now... You know, now they don't even show those.
Now it's syndication from 3 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But now they show them on TV Land.
But what's funny, I discovered because I was watching, I found on YouTube like all the episodes of Petticoat Junction, which I love that show. So I was like watching these like old episodes. Like everything's on YouTube. If you give YouTube a chance, I'm sure you can find
even full episodes.
Yeah, like full episodes.
You can watch the whole thing.
Like, who's putting them up? Like,
I'm sorry, did you say give YouTube a chance?
Give YouTube a chance.
We really need to give YouTube a chance.
They're struggling right now.
You know what?
Now.
Give YouTubeachance.com. Donate money.
We gotta give Google a chance too.
Google's hurting.
Oh my God. Speaking of, when was the last time you saw a telethon?
Next weekend.
Oh, is it?
No.
Okay, no, I was just, as soon as you said that, give money, I was like, NPR Drive, wait, a telethon. We need a game show telethon.
No, actually, didn't they just...
We need a game show marathon.
They stopped the Jerry Lewis telethon, which is Labor Day weekend. Didn't they stop that last year?
Yeah, a couple years ago, where he wasn't on it anymore, but now they've moved on to something else.
No, but they, like... I know he left, and then they kept on going with somebody else, but now I think they entirely got rid of it.
Did you ever watch it?
No, when we were young,
you would sit and watch
there's nothing
it?
Else on.
Not like, you know... Glued to
like
the TV
with popcorn.
Yeah, no, we would.
You didn't sit with popcorn.
You'd always watch because you always
telethon's on, Mom.
No, but what was great was you just waited. You waited for the moment back in the day. You waited for the moment when like it was Jerry Lewis, right, and Ed McMahon, right. But you just waited for that moment when like Sammy Davis Jr. would come on or a Frank Sinatra. You just that's what you wanted to see those telethons. So they made you sit through all sorts of crap to get to the
because they wanted you to give money.
I know.
It was genius.
And he's raising millions of dollars.
It's like the news. It's when they go through and go, is there a bomb in your backyard? But up first, it's like at the end of the show. Is there a bomb in my backyard? No, there's not. It was a fake toy bomb, and little Billy had it, you know.
They got him filled it up.
So
what would be, like, nowadays, there's a handful of shows on, but, like, I'm just thinking, like.
The old ones are way better. They'll always be way better.
You know what I always too love, too? I'm sorry to digress here to prizes was I always used to love like on the dating game when I was younger you didn't know until I moved to LA but like they'd always give like a weekend trip to Catalina Island and they would always give them Samsonite luggage but like to Catalina and there would be they'd send a chaperone with them and you're like I just would love to meet these people that went on these things and like did anybody ever hook up did anybody ever get married like
maybe.
And like Catalina Island. Like
they got married and then they went on the newlywed game.
Yeah. Like,
and then they won something else.
But like Catalina Island. Like
no, of
really,
course. Well, I mean, you go through and look at The Price is Right. And I was like, the Showcase Showdown. But, it's always.
That was my favorite part.
What fucking idiot takes I'm the first guy? Showcase Showdown? I'm going to keep the first
I'll
one.
Take it.
No.
Because
it's the first one. Here's your refrigerator and your furniture set and a walking tour of Catalina. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to take that.
And a jet ski.
Yeah, the next guy is like, here's three brand new cars, a trip around the world, and you get to bang our hostess.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, look at that chick. See her? She's in there. She's yours in that RV. I mean,
if the first guy like way overbids, like I bet 60,000. The other guy goes, $1.
You know, it was funny because I was thinking about Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. Was on The Price is Right before he was anything. And there's a meme of him, like, you can see the whole thing on YouTube, speaking of YouTube. But there's a thing where you look at him holding his hands on his head, like, with this, oh my fucking Lord, type face from Breaking Bad and the exact same face from The Price is Right.
Did he win?
And they put it side by side.
No, he fucked up and he did something where he lost it all. Like it was like, oh.
Have you ever been on a game show?
No, I haven't. I was supposed to go to Price is Right a couple times and it just never happened.
Which one, if you went back in time, which one would you go on? Ooh, it's a thinker. Jeopardy theme.
Oh my god. No, actually Jeopardy would be a fun one to go through and watch. Wheel of Fortune. No, Wheel of Fortune. When they go through and the whole audience Wheel of Fortune. Some of those would be fun.
Wheel of Fortune. When I was little, I told my grandma, because we'd watch it every night, said, I'm gonna be on this show one day.
And?
She goes, you should audition for it. Not yet, but I will be.
One day.
It's still on in 5 years. Day. I hear the waiting list is like 5 years long.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Well, you figure they've only done 6,000 episodes of it.
It might be a while.
Who's going to take his place?
At that point, you know, some of these shows, like when Jeopardy is done, when
Wayne Brady.
When Alex Trebek is done, the show should be done. Like, it's done. He is that show. I know he took over from somebody else.
That makes sense.
But they won't.
But the producers will tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Because that show costs...
I got grandkids I got to send to college.
The only cost of that show is turning on the lights and Alex Trebek. There, it costs nothing else.
It's like electricity.
Some guy writes the questions, which they're pulling off Google at this point.
I know.
It's like they have an intern. What questions?
Out.
Here we go. You know, the guy who, you know
what?
That's it. The judge.
You just made me think of something. They should do an episode where it's Google, it's Jeopardy, and the contestants are Google, Yahoo, and Bing. And see who can respond fastest.
They could. You never know. They're probably going to.
You just hope that there's no adult-related content on the Google one, because Google, you're like, wait, go to Bing. And it's like, by the way, I want to say...
That's Google clown porn.
They do that on Showtime. They'll show it on deep cable.
I do that every so often where I'll look up myself and I'll look up the average Mo, and I find that Bing is a better place to be if I want to see my photos.
I have never once been on Bing.
I think, you know what? Bing needs to be your new sponsor.
Bing! Sponsored by
Bing. Brought to you by Microsoft Bing.
Well, Nikki, next, I appreciate you being a contestant on our show. I don't have any parting gifts for you.
And since you didn't win.
Since you didn't win. But we'll, no parting gifts, but we'll let you plug yourself. What, literally, plug yourself. Where can we find you out on the interwebs?
I just plug myself right now.
Ooh.
I can't talk.
Hey, no, she's making whoopee.
We can do puns for days.
Yeah, we go.
You can catch my website, iheartnikki.com, iheartnikki, and Twitter and Instagram at itsnikkinext, itsnikkinext, and Julie Land.
Mr. Avery?
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't care.
Well, my name is Maurice. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for playing our game. See you next time.